You don't get what you deserve in life, you get what you ask for. Most people want more out of life, more respect, more support, more freedom. But they never say it. They wait. They hold back. They think asking makes them look weak, needy, or selfish. But here's the truth. If you don't ask, nothing changes. No one knows what you really need unless you speak. That's why learning how to ask clearly, calmly, and confidently is one of the most powerful life skills you can build. This audiobook shows you how to break the fear, stop overthinking, and ask for exactly what you want. You'll learn how the mind works when it comes to rejection, hesitation, and approval, and how to reprogram those patterns. You'll stop living in silence and start creating real results. The art of asking, how to get whatever you want, is not about luck. It's about training your mind to speak, act, and move with purpose. Your life will only rise as high as your ability to ask. Chapter 1. Train your mind to believe you deserve more. You know, one of the biggest changes a person can ever make in their life is to train their mind to believe they deserve more. That's where it all begins. It doesn't start with money. It doesn't start with education. It doesn't even start with talent. It starts with what you believe about yourself. If deep down you think you don't deserve better, you'll never ask for better. Or you'll never go after it. You'll sit quietly, you'll wait, you'll accept less, and you'll tell yourself it's fine, even when it's not. And that becomes your life. Not because it had to be, but because you never changed what you believed you were worth. So the first thing to work on is not your job, not your relationships, not your schedule. It's your thinking. Your thinking shapes everything else. The person who gets what they want from life is not lucky. They're not special. They've just trained their mind to believe they can ask for what they want. And they have every reason to get it. Most people are stuck because they never feel like they're enough. They live like they don't count. They speak quietly. They shrink when it's time to speak up. They hide their needs. They apologize for taking up space. That's not how you move your life forward. You've got to stop living like you're less. Stop thinking like you're unworthy. Life doesn't reward people for playing small. It rewards the bold, but before you can be bold with others, you have to be bold in your own mind. You have to stand up in your own head and say, I deserve a better life, and I'm going to start asking for it. Now, how do you do that? You start by paying attention to the way you talk to yourself. Listen to your inner voice. Are you constantly putting yourself down? Do you talk yourself out of opportunities? Do you say things like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not ready? That kind of thinking will keep you broke, stuck, and silent. You've got to replace those thoughts with strength. You've got to look in the mirror and say, I'm capable. I matter. I've got something to offer. This isn't about arrogance. This is about truth. You were born with potential. But potential means nothing if you never believe in it. You've got to respect yourself enough to ask for more. Ask for more time. Ask for more opportunity. Ask for better treatment. Ask for what's right, what's fair, and what's yours. But you can't do that if deep down you think you're not worth it. If you grew up being told to stay quiet, to not expect much, to be grateful for scraps, then that thinking becomes normal. But it's not healthy, it's not right, and it's not how you create a great life. You've got to unlearn that kind of thinking. You've got to say, that may have been my past, but it's not going to shape my future. Start taking small actions every day to build your self-worth. Speak up when something doesn't feel right. Don't stay silent just to keep peace. If you want more, say it. Don't lower your voice when you talk about your goals. Don't act like you're asking for too much when all you want is what's fair. Remind yourself, what you tolerate becomes your standard. Raise your standard. Some people say, well, I don't want to be a burden. But asking is not a burden. Asking is a right. And if you're giving value, if you're showing up, if you're working hard, then you owe it to yourself to speak up when you need something. Asking is not weakness, it's responsibility. Responsible people ask. They don't wait around. They don't expect others to read their mind. They step up and speak clearly. But before you speak to the world, speak to yourself. Every morning, look yourself in the eye and say, I'm not here to live small. I'm here to grow. I'm here to contribute. I'm here to win. That kind of daily thinking changes how you walk into the room. It changes how you shake someone's hand. It changes how you talk in a meeting. Because the person who believes they deserve more shows up differently. You don't get what you want by waiting around. You get what you want by asking, by stepping up, and by believing, truly believing, that you are just as worthy as anyone else. People who believe they deserve more don't beg for crumbs. They go after the full meal, not because they're greedy, but because they know their value. Now, this is not something that happens in one day. You've been thinking a certain way for years. You've been telling yourself quiet lies like, I'm not smart enough, or I don't have what it takes. That kind of thinking becomes a habit, and you can't break that habit unless you replace it. So every time you catch yourself doubting your worth, stop. Replace it with a stronger thought. I may not be perfect, but I'm growing. I may not know everything, but I'm learning. I may not have all the answers, but I'm taking action. That's how you train your mind. You do it every day. You fight back against your own doubts. You feed your strength, not your fear. You build your confidence like a muscle, and over time, your inner voice becomes stronger. You stop talking yourself out of opportunities, you stop settling, you stop waiting, and you start asking. When you believe you deserve more, everything changes. You carry yourself differently. You make stronger decisions. You don't chase people who don't respect you. You don't stay in places that drain you. And you don't accept a life that doesn't match your vision. But again, it all starts in the mind. That's where the battle is. And if you win that battle, you'll start to win everywhere else. Life is waiting to give you more, but first you have to ask, and before you have to believe. Not halfway, not sometimes, fully, consistently, every day. So start now. Not tomorrow, not when you feel ready. Start now by changing the way you see yourself. Because when you believe you deserve more, the way you ask changes. And when you ask with strength, people notice. Life notices, and things begin to move. You are not here to live average. You're here to grow. You're here to speak. You're here to ask. And if you believe it deep enough, you'll find a way to get it. That's the art of asking. And it begins in your mind. Train it, strengthen it, and watch how your life begins to shift. Chapter 2. Ask without thinking you're bothering other people. Most people hold back from asking because deep down they believe they're a burden. They believe they're bothering someone. That belief doesn't just live in the mind, it lives in the body. You feel it when your chest tightens before you speak. You feel it when your voice gets small. You feel it when you hesitate, pull back, and say nothing at all. That hesitation is not about politeness, it's fear. It's the fear of being rejected, the fear of being told you're too much, the fear of being seen as needy. So instead of asking, you keep quiet. And in that silence, your needs are ignored, your dreams are delayed, and your potential stays hidden. This happens to more people than you think. Good people, smart people, people with great ideas, with good hearts, with something real to offer. But they live with the false belief that speaking up is selfish, that asking makes them weak, that needing something from others means they are not strong. But the truth is, asking takes strength. It takes strength to say, I need support. It takes strength to say, I don't understand. It takes strength to say, I deserve a chance. Weakness stays quiet. Strength speaks when it matters. You have to reprogram the way you see ask. You have to break the mental link between asking and being a problem. Because asking is not a problem, it's a form of action, it's a form of growth, and in many cases, it's the exact thing that moves your life forward. No one gets through life alone. Everyone depends on others at some point. The people who move forward the fastest are not the ones who know everything. They're the ones who know how to ask for what they need. If you were raised in an environment where asking was punished, ignored, or treated like a nuisance, that pattern stays with you. You might not even notice it at first. You just find yourself avoiding eye contact, staying quiet in meetings, hesitating before sending a message, telling yourself it's not the right time. But that's not timing, that's conditioning, and it can be changed. Start by looking at the facts. Look around at the people who are getting what they want. They're not waiting for someone to offer. They're asking, they're putting themselves out there. They're sending the message, making the call, raising the hand. And are they bothering people? No. They're just doing what strong people do. They're making their needs clear. People are not mind readers. If you don't speak up, they won't know what you want. They won't know what you need. And they won't guess. They'll move on. You'll stay stuck. That's not fair to you. And it's not healthy. Relationships, personal or professional, depend on clear communication. And asking is part of that. The moment you stop seeing asking as a disruption and start seeing it as a responsibility, your confidence will change. You'll carry yourself differently. You won't apologize for needing something. You won't shrink your requests. You'll speak like a person who respects their own needs. Understand this. Most people are focused on their own lives, their own worries, their own stress. They're not sitting around waiting to judge your question. And even if someone is bothered by your ask, that says more about them than you. You don't exist to make everyone comfortable. You exist to grow, to create, to contribute. And growth requires support. Growth requires questions. Growth requires the willingness to ask. You don't need to beg. You don't need to explain yourself endlessly. You just need to ask with clarity and calm. Can you help me with this? Is this possible? Would you be open to this idea? These are simple, direct questions. They are not demands. They are not signs of weakness. They are signs of someone who knows where they're going and what they need to get there. You don't need to be loud to be strong. You just need to be honest. Speak your truth. Be direct. Be respectful. But most importantly, be clear. Don't expect others to guess. Don't drop hints. Don't hope someone notices. That's not strategy. That's passiveness. And passiveness builds resentment. If you want to stop feeling overlooked, you need to stop overlooking your own voice. It's not rude to ask. It's not selfish. It's healthy. People who ask set boundaries. People who ask get direction. People who ask get results. They get answers. And sometimes the answer is no. That's okay. A no is better than silence. A no gives you clarity. A no gives you feedback. A no tells you where to go next. But silence? Silence keeps you guessing. Silence wastes time. And the longer you stay silent, the longer you stay stuck. There's power in asking, because it forces you to define what you want. Before you can ask clearly, you have to think clearly. You have to pause and say, what am I really trying to get here? That process alone builds self-awareness. It sharpens your thinking. And then, once you're clear, you can speak without guilt. If someone tells you, you're asking for too much, that's not your burden to carry. Everyone has a right to ask. Everyone has a right to try. What you ask for reflects your standards. Don't lower them to please people who don't understand your vision. If someone says no, thank them and move on. But don't stop asking. One of the reasons people don't grow is because they limit themselves to what feels safe. Asking doesn't feel safe. It puts you in a vulnerable position. It makes you visible. It opens the door to judgment. But that's where all the good things live, on the other side of that discomfort. Think about the opportunities you've missed simply because you were afraid to ask. The help you didn't get. The answers you never received, the doors that stayed closed, not because they were locked, but because you never knocked. Train yourself to ask, even when it feels uncomfortable. The more you do it, the less scary it becomes. You'll start to feel lighter, stronger, more in control of your life. And over time, your brain will learn a new pattern. It will stop seeing asking as danger. It will start seeing it as growth. That's how habits are built, through repetition. You build the asking habit one conversation at a time, one message at a time, one honest moment at a time. And before long, it becomes who you are. You become someone who doesn't wait, someone who doesn't fear, someone who moves forward. So here's the mindset shift. Asking is not bothering. Asking is building. It's how you build clarity. It's how you build trust. It's how you build strength. Don't silence yourself just to keep others comfortable. That's not strength. That's surrender. Speak. Ask. Move forward. And if someone is truly bothered by your voice, they were never your supporter to begin with. Life changes for the people who are willing to speak up. It doesn't matter where you started. It doesn't matter how long you've been quiet. What matters is what you decide to do now. You can stay quiet and stay stuck. Or you can start asking and start growing. The choice is yours. Just remember this. Your voice matters. Your needs matter. Your growth matters. And asking is how it all begins. So ask without guilt. Ask without fear. Ask because your future depends on it. Chapter 3. Speak your needs even when you feel nervous. When you feel nervous, your body tries to protect you by holding you back. Your hands might sweat, your chest might feel tight, your voice might shake. That's the body's natural response to what it sees as danger. But the truth is, speaking your needs is not dangerous. It just feels uncomfortable because your mind is trying to avoid judgment or rejection. That discomfort is not a sign to stay silent. It's a sign to push through. Nervousness is a feeling, not a stop sign. You can feel it and still speak. Most people stay quiet because they were never taught how to handle that nervous feeling. Somewhere in life, they learned that keeping quiet keeps the peace. They learned that expressing a need makes things awkward. They learned that asking for something might upset someone. So they hold it in. Over time, that silence becomes a habit. You feel something. You need something. But instead of speaking, you overthink. You stay quiet. You tell yourself, it's not the right time. Or maybe I don't need it after all. But inside, you feel frustrated. You feel stuck. You feel ignored, not because others don't care, but because you never spoke. If you never say what you need, you train the world to ignore it. People respond to what they can see and hear. If you stay silent, They assume everything is fine. They move on. And you stay behind. Not because your needs didn't matter, but because they were never spoken. That's how people fall into invisible roles. That's how people get left behind. It's not about talent or intelligence. It's about the courage to speak, even with nerves in your chest and fear in your mind. Nervousness is a feeling, but your needs are real. They deserve to be expressed. It doesn't matter how small the request may seem. It matters that you say it. Because every time you speak your needs, you build self-respect. You tell your mind, "My voice matters, my needs count." That's how confidence is built. One uncomfortable moment at a time. There's no shortcut. The only way to grow past the fear is to go through it. Don't wait for the nerves to disappear. They might not. What you need to build is the ability to speak while still feeling that fear. It's someone who acts with purpose, even when fear is present. Nervousness is part of the process. It means you care. It means you're human. It's okay to feel it. Just don't let it silence you. Start small. Practice saying what you need in safe situations. It might be asking for space, asking for time, asking for clarity. Use simple, clear words. You don't need a perfect speech. You don't need fancy language. You just need honesty. Speak in a calm tone. Say it slowly if you have to. But say it. You will shake the first time. That's normal. Say it anyway. You will feel unsure. That's expected. Speak it anyway. The more you practice, the stronger your voice becomes. Not just your outer voice, but your inner one. The voice that says, "I can do this." The voice that reminds you, "I don't have to suffer in silence." Over time, nervousness loses its power. It may still show up, but it won't control you. That's when you begin to feel that's when you stop holding back. That's when life starts to respond to you differently. Many people think speaking their needs will make others think less of them, but the opposite is true. When you express yourself honestly, people begin to respect you more. They see you as clear. They see you as confident. They may not always agree. They may not always say yes, but they understand where you stand. That clarity builds trust. It makes your relationship stronger. It makes your communication cleaner. It gives you peace. Holding in your needs does not protect you. It eats away at your peace. It builds resentment. It creates confusion. It leads to stress. And often, people blame others for not understanding them, when the real issue is unspoken needs. Speak early. Speak honestly. Speak clearly. That is how you protect your peace. Some people worry they'll look weak if they speak up. But needing something doesn't make you weak. It makes you real. Everyone has needs. The difference is in how they deal with them. Strong people take responsibility for their needs. They don't dump them on others. They don't demand. They don't manipulate. They simply speak. They say what's true for them. And they listen, too. That's real communication. You have to accept that not every need will be met. That's life. But unmet needs are better than unspoken ones, because when you speak, at least you give life a chance to respond. You open a door. You show up. That's powerful. That's growth. And even if you don't get what you ask for, you grow stronger just by speaking. If you were raised in a place where expressing your needs led to trouble, it's going to take time to change that wiring. But it is possible. You start by reminding yourself every day that your voice has value. Your emotions have value. Your truth has value. And every time you feel nervous, instead of backing down, pause, breathe, speak. That's how you break the pattern. That's how you move forward. The people who get their needs met are not always the loudest, they're not always the most educated, they're not always the most experienced, but they are the clearest. They know how to say what they want without guilt, they know how to ask without apology, they know how to express without fear. That clarity comes from practice. That strength comes from choosing to speak again and again until it becomes normal. Your voice is your power. Use it. Don't hide behind fear. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Don't expect others to guess. Speak your needs, even when your hands shake. Speak them when your heart beats fast. Speak them when you feel unsure. Because the more you speak, the more power you reclaim. Life doesn't change because you wait. It changes because you act. And speaking is an act of self-respect. Speak your needs because they matter. Speak your needs because they're real. Speak your needs because silence doesn't bring peace. Clarity does. And clarity begins with a voice that chooses to rise, even in the face of fear. That voice is yours. Use it. Start now. Speak. Chapter 4. Stop waiting for permission and ask right now. You've been waiting for the right time. You've been waiting for someone to notice your efforts, to tap you on the shoulder and say, "You're ready now." You've been waiting for a sign, for approval, for permission. But here's the truth. Nobody is coming to give it to you. Most people never get what they want because they wait too long. They wait until they feel confident. They wait until they feel qualified. They wait until someone tells them they can. And while they wait, life keeps moving. Opportunities pass. Time moves on. People who are no more talented or prepared step forward and ask. They ask even when they're unsure. They ask without being told they're allowed to. And they get ahead because of it. The need for permission is rooted in fear. You fear rejection. You fear judgment. You fear being seen as pushy or ungrateful. That fear makes you hesitate. You convince yourself that asking now would be rude or risky or inappropriate. But that belief isn't helping you. It's stopping you. It's convincing you to delay your growth. And the more you delay, the more you get used to not asking. It becomes your habit. Your mind finds comfort in playing small. It tricks you into thinking silence is the better path. But silence is not strength. Avoidance is not strategy. If you want something, you have to stop waiting and go ask for it. Ask when you feel uncertain. Ask when it feels uncomfortable. Ask because the worst that can happen is a no. And even a no gives you direction. Even a no gives you feedback. 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 Even a no gives you... But waiting? Waiting gives you nothing. It gives you doubt. It gives you regret. It gives you nothing but more hesitation. You don't need a special moment to start. You don't need to feel completely ready. Growth rarely feels ready. The people who move ahead in life do so because they take initiative. They don't wait for someone to validate their worth. They don't sit around hoping someone sees their potential. They believe in their value and act on it. You have that same ability. It starts in your mind. It starts by realizing that no one else will care about your dreams as much as you do. That means the push has to come from you. There are people less skilled than you getting better results. Why? Because they ask. They take action without waiting. They speak up when others stay quiet. They move when others hesitate. And because of that, they gain momentum. Momentum doesn't come from thinking. It comes from asking. It comes from doing. And it starts the moment you stop looking for someone to give you the green light. If you're always asking yourself, "Am I allowed to do this?" then you've already placed yourself in a lower position. You've already given up your power. Asking should come from strength, not weakness. It should come from clarity, not fear. If you know what you want and it's honest and it's fair, ask for it. Don't explain yourself to death. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't wait for everyone to understand. Just ask. And if it's not the right fit, you'll learn. But if it is, that one ask could change your entire direction. We're taught from a young age to follow rules, to wait our turn, to not speak unless spoken to. That training goes deep. So as adults, we keep waiting for someone to tell us it's okay to go after something. But adulthood is not school. There's no principal, no permission slip. You are the only one who can unlock the next level of your life. And that unlock comes through boldness. It comes through direct action. There's nothing wrong with asking for more. Asking doesn't make you greedy. It doesn't make you arrogant. It makes you aware. You know your needs. You know your goals. You know what matters to you. And that's good. That's clarity. Don't hide that just because someone else might not understand it. If you keep waiting for the perfect moment or the perfect words, you'll be stuck in the same place next year, wondering what could have been. You don't need someone to approve your next move. You need to trust your judgment. You need to trust your gut. If you believe in something, speak it. If you want something, go ask for it. Don't play it safe your whole life. Playing it safe doesn't lead to success. It leads to regret. And the cost of regret is always higher than the cost of rejection. Think about this. How many times have you seen someone less experienced than you get the opportunity you wanted? How many times have you thought, that should have been me? The truth is, it could have been. But they stepped up. They didn't wait. They didn't overthink. They didn't talk themselves out of asking. They simply acted. You're not stuck because of your ability. You're stuck because of your delay. The moment you stop waiting and start acting is the moment everything changes. You don't need to feel brave. You don't need to feel perfect. You just need to move. You just need to say the words. Can I be part of this? Is there an opportunity here for me? I'm interested. What's the next step? These are not complicated sentences. They are simple, direct, powerful, and they open doors. There's no rule that says you have to wait until someone gives you a chance. Create your own chance. Walk up to it. Speak into it. Own it. Because waiting is quiet, and quiet doesn't change your life. Speaking does. Asking does. Acting does. You are not less because you want something. Wanting is not a weakness, it's a signal. It tells you where your energy needs to go. Follow that. Use it. Ask from that place, not from fear, not from desperation, from truth. Truth is solid. It holds weight. When you ask with truth in your voice, people listen. Even if the answer is no, you've still taken control. You've said, I'm no longer sitting back. You've said, my time matters. You've said, I won't let this pass without trying. That's how you build a life of action, not reaction. That's how you stop waiting and start living. You can read every book, you can think for hours, but without action, it means nothing. The strongest moment in your life is the one where you choose to stop waiting. When you stop looking for a sign, when you stop checking if it's okay, and you just ask directly, boldly, honestly. This is your reminder that you don't need permission, you need courage. You don't need someone's approval, you need belief. And you don't need the perfect timing, you need the decision to act. That's how life begins to shift in your favor. That's how you stop being overlooked. That's how you step into your future. So ask right now. Not tomorrow, not later, not someday. Ask today. Ask now. because the longer you wait, the heavier it becomes. And the more you act, the lighter your path becomes. Your next level is waiting, but it only opens for those who ask. Chapter 5. Learn how people think before you ask them. Before you ask someone for anything, help, support, a chance, an opportunity, you need to understand how they think. Because the way people respond to your request depends on what they care about, what they fear, what they need, and what they believe. Most people don't take the time to see this. They focus only on what they want. They think, how can I get this person to say yes? But that mindset is one-sided. And one-sided asking usually leads to resistance or rejection. The smart approach is to step out of your own shoes and step into theirs. That's how you increase your chances. That's how you build trust. That's how you connect. Everyone sees the world in their own way. Their background, their experiences, and their personal values shape their reactions. What might sound fair to you might sound risky to someone else. What feels like a small ask to you might feel like pressure to them. That doesn't mean they're wrong, it just means they're human. And if you want to be someone who gets results when you ask, you have to learn how to read those patterns. You have to slow down and observe before you speak. People are not that hard to read once you start paying attention. Listen to how they talk. Notice what they repeat. Watch how they respond to problems. Some people are driven by logic. They want clear facts. They want time to think. They don't want surprises. Others are driven by emotions. They want to feel understood. They want connection. They want to trust you before they agree to anything. Then there are people who worry about control. They don't like being told what to do. If they feel pushed, they pull away. And then there are people who just want peace. They avoid conflict. They may say yes when they want to say no, just to keep things calm. When you know what kind of person you're dealing with, you can shape your ask to match their mind. That doesn't mean you manipulate, it means you care enough to respect their way of thinking. It means you're not just throwing words at them, you're meeting them where they are. Let's say you're asking your manager for a raise. If your manager is focused on performance and numbers, you don't go in talking about how hard you've been trying, you go in with proof. You show results, you speak their language. If your manager is someone who values loyalty and teamwork, you highlight the ways you've supported the team. You talk about your long-term commitment. You still ask, but you do it in a way that fits their values. That's psychology. That's intelligence. That's how you raise the odds of getting a yes. The same goes for personal relationships. If you're asking a partner for more time or attention, and they're someone who needs space to think, don't corner them in a heated moment. Don't expect an instant answer. Give them room. Speak gently. Be honest but patient. On the other hand, if your partner is someone who feels ignored when you're too distant, then be more open. Let them know you're engaged. Let them know your ask is not a complaint. It's a way to grow together. Every ask should come from understanding, not assumption. Don't assume people see things the way you do. Don't assume they know what you mean. Don't assume they owe you anything. Before you ask, pause and ask yourself a better question. How does this person think? What do they care about? What might they be afraid of? What would make them feel safe saying yes? This is the mental preparation most people skip. They jump into the ask without warming up the relationship, without studying the mind they're about to speak to, and then they wonder why the answer is cold or hesitant. If you take the time to understand someone first, your words will land differently. They'll feel it. People don't always say it out loud, but they know when someone gets them. They can feel when you've taken the time to respect their perspective. That alone builds trust. That alone can turn a no into a maybe and a maybe into a yes. You don't have to be a psychologist to do this. You just have to care. Listen deeply. Watch how people make decisions. Pay attention to what they avoid. Notice the tone they use when they talk about pressure, success, risk, failure. These clues tell you how their mind works. And once you see that, your ask can be shaped like a key, one that fits the mental lock in front of you. People are more likely to say yes when they feel seen, not just heard. Seen. They want to know that you get their situation, that you're not just thinking about yourself, that you understand the timing, that you understand their current state of mind. Sometimes, just saying I know this might not be the easiest time shows maturity. It shows that you're not desperate. You're thoughtful. And thoughtful people are respected. Don't rush the ask. Prepare for it. Think about who you're speaking to. What kind of day might they be having? What stress might they be under? What kind of communication do they respond well to? Some people like details. Others want quick summaries. Some need reassurance. Others want space. The more you observe, the more accurate your ask becomes. And accuracy builds results. This is especially important when the ask is big. When what you're asking for involves trust, money, time, or opportunity, you must step into the other person's world before you speak. Not to play a role, not to fake interest, but to show that you've done your work, that you've taken this seriously, that you're asking like a leader, not a taker. People are wired to protect their time and energy. If your ask feels like a risk, they'll back away. If it feels careless, they'll say no. If it feels like it only benefits you, they'll feel used. But if it feels balanced, if it feels like you understand them, if it feels like you've thought it through, they'll at least hear you out. And sometimes, that's all you need to move forward. You also need to accept that not everyone will say yes. Some people won't see what you see. Some will be too busy, too distracted, too afraid. That's not your fault. But when someone does say yes, it's not luck. It's because you prepared. It's because you cared enough to learn before you spoke. And that approach earns you more than answers. It earns you respect, reputation, and long-term relationships. So before you ask, slow down. Think beyond your own point of view. Ask yourself what matters to the other person. Ask yourself what language they speak, not their words, but their emotional language. Ask yourself how they make decisions. And then when you ask, do it with confidence that comes from awareness, not guessing. That is how strong people ask. That is how smart people win. That is how you take control of your direction. Not by force, but by understanding. Because the one who understands people deeply becomes someone people trust, respect, and listen to. Chapter 6. Remove the fear of hearing the word no. Most people never ask for what they really want because they're afraid of hearing one word, no. That word carries weight. It carries rejection. It brings up memories of times you felt small, unimportant, or left out, and your mind remembers. So every time you want to ask for something, your brain pulls back. It shows you old pictures. It reminds you of failure. It brings back moments where someone ignored you, dismissed you, or laughed at your request. That memory builds fear. Not fear of the actual word, but fear of how it feels. And the longer you avoid that feeling, the more power it gains. The truth is, the word no is not the problem. What's behind it, what you think it means, is what holds you back. You hear no and you think, I'm not good enough. You hear no and decide that door is closed forever. But none of that is true. No doesn't mean you're a failure, it doesn't mean you were wrong to ask, and it doesn't mean you won't succeed. It just means, not this person, not this time, or not this way. And when you start to see it that way, the fear begins to shrink. You have to train your mind to see no differently. Instead of thinking of it as rejection, think of it as direction. No helps you adjust. It helps you learn. It gives you clarity. Without it, you'd keep moving in the wrong direction. Every no teaches you something about timing, about approach, about readiness. But you won't get any of that wisdom if you're too scared to face it. Human psychology is built to avoid pain. Your brain is wired to protect you. And emotional pain, rejection, embarrassment, failure, feels just as real as physical pain. That's why the word no triggers so much discomfort. It lights up the same areas in your brain that light up when you get hurt physically. But here's the important part. It's just a response, and responses can be rewired. You can teach your brain not to panic. You can teach it to stay calm, to listen, to process the no without falling apart. The only way to remove the fear of no is to face it enough times that it becomes normal. The more you hear it, the less scary it feels. The more you expose yourself to it, the more control you gain. Not because it stops hurting, but because it stops owning you. Think of it like a muscle. At first, it's weak, but if you train it, if you push through small moments of resistance, it grows. You become stronger. You stop reacting emotionally. You start responding with clarity. You also have to challenge the beliefs that no makes you less. Where did that come from? Who told you that being told no means you're not valuable? That belief didn't start with you. It was learned. Maybe you were criticized when you asked for something as a child. Maybe someone important made you feel like you were asking for too much. Maybe you got laughed at when you tried to step forward. But that experience was just one moment. It does not have to shape your entire future. It's time to rewrite the meaning of no. Instead of letting it trigger shame, let it activate strength. Tell yourself, that's one step closer to the yes I need. Because that's how progress works. Every time you ask, you're doing something most people avoid. You're putting yourself in the game. You're moving forward, not sitting back, and that alone is worth more than approval. Most people who succeed have heard no more times than you can imagine. They've been rejected, overlooked, and shut down. But they didn't take it personally. They didn't use it as proof that they should stop. They used it as fuel. They used it as feedback. They adjusted, they refined, they tried again. That's what separates them from everyone else. Not luck, not talent, just the mindset to keep going when they hear no. Think of no as a filter. It separates the right people from the wrong ones, the right opportunities from the distractions. When someone tells you no, they're giving you information. They're saying, this isn't for me. Good. That helps you focus. It helps you redirect your energy. But if you let that no break your spirit, you lose more than the opportunity. You lose momentum. And momentum is everything. Stop waiting to feel fearless before you act. That moment may never come. The goal is not to erase the fear. The goal is to stop obeying it. You can feel nervous and still ask. You can feel doubt and still move forward. That's what real courage is. It's not the absence of fear. It's the decision to move through it with clarity. Start practicing this every day. Ask small things. Put yourself in positions where no is a possible answer. You'll be surprised how often people say yes. But more importantly, you'll realize the world doesn't end when they say no. You don't break. You don't fall apart. You learn. You grow. You become more direct. And soon, you stop seeing no as something scary. You see it as part of the process. If you never ask, you never know. If you never risk hearing no, you never give life a chance to say yes. And that silence, that missed opportunity, that what if, it hurts far more than a temporary no. Don't let the fear of one word hold back your entire life. You don't have to be perfect to ask. You don't have to have everything figured out. You just have to believe that you're allowed to ask, that your voice matters, that your goal is valid, and that a no is not the end. It's a signal, a moment to adjust, a test of how badly you want it. People who fear no too much tend to live small. They don't take chances. They avoid big moves. They wait for the perfect moment. But that perfect moment never shows up. And so years pass. Dreams fade, confidence drops, and all because of a fear that never needed to control them. You can change that today. You can decide that no is just a sound, not a sentence. It does not define you. It does not reduce your value. It does not close every door. In fact, it's often the first step to the real door you were meant to walk through. You're not weak because you want something. You're not wrong for asking. You're not too much because someone couldn't meet your request. You're human. You're growing. You're learning. And part of that growth is being willing to hear no and still keep asking. So take the risk. Ask boldly. Don't over-explain. Don't shrink your request to make it easier for them. Speak clearly. Accept whatever answer comes. And remember, hearing no doesn't make you lose. Giving up because of no is what costs you everything. Stand tall, trust yourself, ask with strength, hear no and keep moving. That's how real progress happens. That's how strong people are built. And that's how you become someone who no longer fears rejection, but uses it to build a stronger future. Chapter 7. Practice asking until it feels normal to you. At first, asking feels uncomfortable. You hesitate. Your voice gets tight. Your heart beats faster. Your mind starts creating stories about how the other person might react. You assume they'll get annoyed or think you're selfish or feel like you're bothering them. That fear doesn't come from nowhere. It's built from past moments. Times you asked and got shut down. Times you were ignored. Times you were told to stop wanting so much. Over time, those experiences teach your brain that asking is unsafe, that staying silent is better, that the risk of speaking up isn't worth the discomfort, so you avoid it. You find ways to go around it. You hope people just understand what you need without having to say it. But people can't read your mind. If you never ask, you miss out, not because you don't deserve it, but because you didn't speak. The only way to break that fear is through practice. Asking is a skill. Like any skill, it feels strange at first. You might stutter, you might feel anxious. But that doesn't mean you stop. That means you keep going. The goal isn't to feel confident before you start. The goal is to ask so many times that confidence shows up because the fear has no space left to grow. The more you ask, the more your brain learns something new, that nothing terrible happens, that you don't fall apart, that most people don't react badly, that even when they say no, you survive, you keep going, you adjust, you grow. The mind can't learn safety through thinking, it learns it through experience. If you want to feel calm when you ask, you have to train your mind through repetition. Not once, not twice, dozens of times. Small asks, big asks, awkward asks. You build emotional strength by doing what your fear tells you to avoid. And every time you go against that fear, your brain rewires. It updates its information. It stops sending danger signals every time you open your mouth to speak your needs. People who ask with ease aren't fearless, they're practiced. They've asked enough times that the fear no longer controls them. They've built a new habit. It doesn't mean they always get a yes. It means they no longer avoid the act of asking. That's the part that changes everything. Once you make asking a normal behavior, it loses its power to make you freeze. It becomes part of who you are, someone who doesn't hold back, someone who doesn't wait, someone who takes the lead in their own life. At the core of this is self-respect. When you practice asking, you're training your mind to believe your needs are worth expressing. You're telling yourself, I don't have to hide. I don't have to be silent to be accepted. I don't have to pretend I'm fine when I'm not. That kind of honesty builds inner strength. And that strength shows in the way you speak, the way you walk, the way you show up in every room. You don't have to start with big asks. Start small. Ask someone to clarify something in a meeting. Ask for feedback. Ask for help with a task. Ask someone for their opinion. These little asks are not just about getting answers. They are training your nervous system. They are helping your brain unlearn fear. With each successful ask, whether the answer is yes or no, you build a new layer of comfort. What once made you nervous starts to feel normal. Asking doesn't mean demanding. It doesn't mean being loud. It means being direct and clear. It means being okay with not having control over the answer, but still believing that the question is worth asking. That belief comes from repetition, from practice, from proof. And proof only comes when you do the thing, not just think about it. One of the most damaging habits people have is overthinking their ask. They spend so much time analyzing what might go wrong that they convince themselves not to ask at all. This builds mental pressure. It creates unnecessary fear. But when you make asking a normal part of life, it removes that pressure. It becomes something you do, like eating or walking or working. It's not a big deal anymore. It's just part of communication. You don't need special training to become someone who asks confidently. You need daily effort. You need repetition. You need to allow yourself to be uncomfortable without pulling away. You need to stop waiting for the fear to disappear and start walking right through it. That's how you take your power back. The longer you avoid asking, the stronger the fear becomes. The more you ask, the weaker the fear gets. It's not about being fearless, it's about becoming more familiar with the process. That familiarity removes the unknown, and the unknown is what fear thrives on. If your mind knows what to expect, it stops treating the situation as a threat. When you practice asking, you're also learning emotional balance. You stop attaching your self-worth to someone else's answer. You stop seeing rejection as personal. You start understanding that people say no for all kinds of reasons, and most of them have nothing to do with you. They could be busy, they could be tired, they could be unsure. That doesn't make your ask wrong. It just means you asked a real human being with their own world of thoughts and emotions. You become more emotionally free when you accept that you don't need every yes. You just need to keep asking. Because each ask is a step forward. Each ask opens a door. Even the ones that seem to lead nowhere are guiding you somewhere. They build your strength. They sharpen your clarity. They help you understand yourself and others. If you keep avoiding the ask, you also avoid growth. You avoid learning. You avoid opportunities. And you live in a small version of your life. Not because you weren't capable of more, but because you didn't ask for it. You didn't speak it into the world. You waited. You hesitated. You told yourself you weren't ready. But readiness comes through doing, through trying, through stepping up, even when it's awkward. Asking becomes normal when you stop attaching fear to it. When you see it as communication, not confrontation. When you realize it's just a sentence, a question, a moment. And moments pass. They don't last forever, but what lasts is the progress that comes from showing up. What lasts is the confidence you build every time you ask and survive. What lasts is the habit that frees you to live fully. So keep practicing. Ask when it's easy. Ask when it's uncomfortable. Ask even when your hands shake. The goal is not perfection. The goal is progress. With time, the thing that once made you afraid will become something you do without thinking. And that's when your life begins to expand, because the world responds to people who ask clearly, directly, and without fear. You have a voice. Use it. You have needs. Speak them. You have goals. Go after them. By asking. Practice until asking feels like breathing. That's how you stop living in hesitation and start living in truth. That's how you create a life that reflects your real potential, not the one shaped by fear, but the one shaped by action. Chapter 8. Say exactly what you want without confusion. Most people don't get what they want because they don't say what they want. They speak in circles. They drop hints. They soften their words. They leave out the clear message, and then they feel frustrated when no one understands them. But the truth is, people can't meet your needs if they don't know what those needs are. Your life moves forward when you learn to speak with clarity. Not just speak, but say exactly what you want, without confusion, without hiding, and without fear. Human psychology is built to protect us from discomfort. When you're about to ask for something important, your mind starts thinking about how it might sound, how it might be taken, how the other person might react. So instead of saying it straight, you try to soften it. You speak halfway. You add extra words. You try to sound polite or less demanding. But in doing that, you water down your message. And when a message is unclear, people don't act. Not because they don't care, but because they don't understand what you're really asking. Clear communication is not rude. It's respectful. It respects your own time and the time of others. When you're clear, the other person knows exactly what you want. They don't have to guess. They don't have to wonder. They don't have to figure out what you meant. That reduces stress, reduces confusion, and builds stronger trust. People trust those who speak directly. Because when you're direct, you're honest. You're not hiding, you're not playing games, you're not testing people. You're simply being real. But to speak clearly, you have to know clearly. You can't say what you want until you've decided what you want. That's where most of the struggle begins. People don't take the time to slow down and think about what they truly need. They react. They assume. They speak out of frustration. And frustration makes people vague. Clarity doesn't come from pressure. It comes from preparation. You have to sit with yourself and ask, "What do I really want in this moment? What outcome am I looking for? What do I need from this person, this place, this..." Once you know what you want, you must say it in simple words, not emotional words, not dramatic words, clear words, straightforward sentences. That's how adults communicate. That's how progress is made. For example, don't say, "I feel like no one supports me." That's too general. Instead say, "I'd like you to be there at the meeting with me." That's specific. That's clear. That gives the other person something they can respond to. If you want a raise, don't say, "I think I've been working hard lately." Say, "I'd like to talk about a possible raise." If you want space in a relationship, don't say, "Things feel overwhelming." Say, I need some time alone this weekend. These may sound simple, but simplicity is what cuts through noise. Simple is powerful. Simple makes people listen. Many people avoid being direct because they don't want to seem aggressive. Aggressive means you don't care how the other person feels. Assertive means you do care, but you still speak your truth. Assertive communication is honest, respectful, and clear. It's not loud. It's not emotional. It's calm and firm, and people respond well to that kind of energy. Your brain might try to complicate things. It might tell you to wait. To say it better, to wait for the right moment. That's fear. And fear always brings confusion. If you want to rise above fear, you need to choose clarity over comfort. You need to value progress more than protecting your ego. And progress always starts with a clear ask. When you speak with clarity, you take responsibility for your life. You stop blaming others for not reading your mind. You stop expecting people to guess your needs. You stop feeling disappointed when they don't do what you never clearly asked for. That shift is a sign of maturity. It shows that you are willing to take ownership of your communication, and ownership is what separates strong people from stuck people. Confusion leads to misunderstanding, misunderstanding leads to resentment, and resentment destroys relationships, whether it's work, family, or friends. Lack of clarity is the root of most conflict. Two people could care about each other deeply, but if they keep misunderstanding each other, they will drift apart. Don't let that happen, because you were afraid to be clear. Even when it feels awkward, choose clarity. Even when you think the other person might not like it, choose clarity. Because real relationships, personal or professional, can handle honest words. And if someone walks away because you spoke clearly, then that connection wasn't built on truth to begin with. Truth never scares away the right people. It only clears away the wrong ones. You also need to be clear with yourself. Don't just be honest when asking others. Be honest when speaking to your own mind. Don't pretend you're okay when you're not. Don't say you're fine just to keep the peace. Don't ignore what's bothering you because it's easier than facing it. That habit of avoiding creates internal confusion. And the more confused you are inside, the harder it becomes to speak clearly on the outside. Clarity begins in your mind, then comes out through your words. That's why you need time alone to think, to process, to reflect. That's why you must practice speaking your truth, not just in your mind, but out loud. Speak in the mirror, speak to a friend, speak in simple, solid sentences. You don't need perfect words, you just need honest ones. Most people aren't used to hearing others speak with this kind of directness. So when you do it, you stand out. People respect it. They may not always agree, but they'll listen, and listening is the first step to influence. If people don't understand you, they can't support you. If people aren't clear on what you want, they won't move toward it. You must make it easy for them to hear you. That's what clear asking does. You don't need to rush your words. You don't need to over-explain. Say what you need to say, then stop. Let the silence do the rest. Give people space to respond. Most of the time, it's not the ask that causes conflict. It's the build-up around it. The guessing, the tension, the unclear signals. That's what confuses people. Clear words remove that noise. If you want change in your life, you must first change the way you communicate. No more vague statements. No more soft talk. No more hiding behind polite silence. Say exactly what you mean. Say exactly what you want. And say it in a way that honors both you and the person you're speaking to. This is not about control. This is about clarity. This is about freedom. Because when you learn to ask clearly, Without fear and without confusion, you become free. You stop holding it all inside. You stop waiting for others to guess. You stop feeling like a victim of miscommunication. You become someone who moves forward. Clear, focused, and strong. And that is how you begin to build the life you truly want. Not with noise, not with guessing, with clarity, with courage, with direct human truth. Chapter 9. Notice who respects your ask and who doesn't. When you learn to ask clearly, the next important step is to pay attention to how people respond. Not everyone will respect your ask. Not everyone will take your words seriously. Some people will ignore it, some will avoid it, some might pretend they didn't hear you, and some may say yes but act like it's a favor you didn't deserve. These responses matter, because they show you how people value your voice. If someone respects you, they respect your words. They may not always agree, but they will listen. They will give your ask the attention it deserves, and they will treat it with care. But if someone constantly dismisses you, avoids your needs, or makes you feel guilty for speaking up, that's not respect. That's control. Respect in human psychology starts with how people respond when you set a boundary or ask for something important. It's not about always getting a yes. It's about the quality of the reaction. When someone truly respects you, they might say no, but they'll say it with honesty. They won't shame you. They won't make you feel small for having needs. They won't punish you for speaking. They'll give you a clear answer. They'll explain their side. They'll appreciate that you had the courage to speak up in the first place. That's the kind of environment that helps people grow. But when you're constantly met with silence, deflection, or guilt, your mind starts to shrink. You stop asking. You begin to believe that your needs are a problem, that your voice is too much. And once that belief sets in, your self-worth begins to drop. You start doubting whether you should speak at all. That's why it's important to look closely at the people around you. How do they respond when you're clear? Do they listen? Do they take action? Do they acknowledge you? Or do they brush you off and change the subject? That behavior reveals what they think about your place in the room. You can't control people's reactions, but you can control what you allow. If someone repeatedly shows you that your needs don't matter to them, you have to pay attention. Don't explain it away. Don't keep giving more chances without any change. Human behavior is consistent. If someone doesn't value your voice once, they may be distracted, but if it becomes a pattern, it's a message. That message says, "I don't take your words seriously." And if you keep accepting that, your own mind will begin to believe the same thing. Some people won't respect your ask because they're used to you staying silent. When you finally speak up, they get uncomfortable. Not because you're wrong, but because your strength exposes their control. It changes the dynamic. They no longer have the power to decide everything without your input, and that shift can make them resist. They may push back, they may get defensive. They may try to turn it on you and say you're being too demanding or difficult, but don't let that shake you. That reaction is about them, not about the truth of your ask. Your growth will make some people uncomfortable. That's not your fault. Your job is not to stay quiet so others stay at ease. Your job is to be honest with yourself and then speak from that place. If someone can't handle that, they're not the right person to walk with you into your future. You need people who encourage your voice, not people who punish it. In healthy relationships, whether at work, home, or with friends, your ask is respected, even if it's not granted. People say, "I hear you." They say, "Let me think about it." They say, "I'm not sure, but let's talk." These responses show openness. They show that you are not being dismissed. That creates a space where you can continue to grow. But if the response is avoidance, mocking, or emotional punishment, then that's not a space for growth, that's a space for silence. And silence, over time, turns into resentment. You must protect your voice, not with anger, but with awareness. If someone laughs at your ask, take note. If someone ignores your request, notice the pattern. If someone uses your honesty against you later, remember it. You don't have to make a scene. You don't need to argue. Just take mental notes. Because the people who consistently disrespect your ask are showing you something important. They're showing you who they are when the spotlight is not on them. Strong people do not beg to be heard. They do not keep repeating themselves to those who refuse to listen. They don't waste their clarity on people who choose to stay confused. Instead, they adjust their environment. They redirect their energy. They move towards spaces where their voice holds weight. That's not ego, that's self-respect. You don't build a healthy life by forcing others to respect you. You build it by surrounding yourself with those who already do. It's easy to think that being liked is more important than being respected, but that belief will cost you your voice. It will keep you stuck in places where you're smiling on the outside but frustrated on the inside. Real peace comes from being heard, not just being tolerated, and real strength comes from walking away when that respect isn't there. Sometimes the hardest part is letting go of people who once seemed supportive but now show resistance when you start to change. It hurts. You might feel guilty, but guilt is not a reason to stay small. You can be kind and still be clear. You can care for others and still protect your voice. The people who truly care for you will never ask you to choose between silence and connection. They will make space for your truth. If you've spent years keeping your words inside, it will take time to get used to this new awareness. You may doubt yourself at first. That's normal. But keep watching. Keep listening. Keep noticing. Notice who leans in when you speak. Notice who follows through when you ask. Notice who listens without judgment. These people are rare, and they are valuable. They help you grow. They remind you that your voice matters. At the same time, be honest with yourself. If you've been unclear in the past, some people may need time to adjust to the new you. Give them a chance. But also, give yourself a limit. Don't wait forever for people to change. You're allowed to evolve without their permission. You're allowed to set new standards. You're allowed to expect more from the people who have access to your energy. Noticing who respects your ask is not about keeping score. It's about learning how to protect your energy and your future. Your ask is a reflection of your self-awarenessness. If someone can't respect that, they're not rejecting your ask, they're rejecting your growth. And that rejection is a gift. It shows you where not to invest your time anymore. You are not difficult for having needs. You are not demanding for asking clearly. You are not wrong for expecting to be treated with care. What you are is someone who is learning how to live with intention. Someone who is tired of guessing. Someone who is choosing clarity over confusion. And that's how real progress begins. So pay attention. Watch how people respond when you speak your truth. Their reaction tells you everything about how they value your presence. If they lean in, support that connection. If they pull away or punish you, respect yourself enough to pull your energy back. That's not cold, that's wise. And wisdom is what turns your voice into your power. Chapter 10. Ask often and take action every single time. Most people ask once and stop. They wait, they overthink, they hope someone will notice. But the truth is, asking once is not enough. You need to ask often and take action every single time. This is not about pushing or being aggressive. It's about building a new way of living, one where your goals are not delayed by hesitation. Asking often trains your mind to stop fearing rejection. Taking action trains your body to stop freezing when it's time to move. When you put these two together, you become unstoppable. The human mind is wired for comfort. When something feels unfamiliar, your brain sees it as a threat. That's why most people don't ask consistently. It's not because they don't want something. It's because their brain is trying to protect them from discomfort. But safety and growth don't live in the same place. Growth requires movement. It requires repetition. The only way to make asking a natural part of your life is to do it over and over, until your mind stops treating it like a danger. Repetition rewires fear. Every time you ask, even if the result isn't what you wanted, you teach your brain something new. I survived. I can do it again. If you only ask once in a while, your brain continues to believe asking is rare, risky, or dangerous. But if you make asking a habit, part of your daily life, your mind learns that it's normal. It becomes easier. You stop overanalyzing. You stop stalling. And when the ask becomes normal, confidence follows. Not because someone gave you permission, but because you created that strength through repetition. But asking alone is not the goal. Asking is the door. What matters most is what you do after. Taking action is where change begins. Some people get stuck asking without doing. They ask questions, gather opinions, plan endlessly, but never act. This creates mental exhaustion. You fill your mind with information, but take no steps forward, and that leads to more fear. The more you wait, the more you doubt. The more you delay, the heavier the next step feels. Action breaks the cycle. Action clears confusion. When you act on your ask, when you follow up, try again, show up, adjust, you send a clear signal to your mind. We're not stuck. We're moving. And movement is what builds power. You don't need to know every detail. You don't need the perfect condition. You need the courage to do something. Small steps count. One message, one conversation, one attempt, that's how things begin. When you ask often, you create more chances for progress. Every ask opens a door, even if it doesn't lead to what you expected. You meet new people. You learn new information. You find out what works and what doesn't. That feedback makes you sharper. It helps you ask better next time. And when you combine that with consistent action, you begin to see real changes. People who grow fast are not always the most talented. They're the ones who ask without waiting and act without delay. They don't treat opportunities like fragile things. They knock on doors. They follow up. They stay in motion. And because of that, they build momentum. Momentum is not luck. It's the result of repeated action. The more you do, the more you create. The more you create, the more confidence you build. And confidence makes the next step easier. One mistake people make is asking only when they feel strong. But the people who succeed ask even when they're tired, even when they're unsure, even when the last answer was no. They don't tie their self-worth to the outcome. They don't wait to feel perfect. They just stay in the process. This process is what builds a life of results, not because everything works out right away, but because you're willing to keep moving forward, no matter what. When you make asking and acting your daily habit, you stop living in reaction. You stop waiting for life to decide for you. You start creating your path. You stop depending on luck or timing. You take control. You start conversations. You open doors. You follow up with purpose. And when one thing doesn't work, you ask again. You try again. You adjust. You act. This is how self-trust is built. Through consistency. Through effort. Through motion. The more you ask, the more you see how people respond. Some will ignore, some will support, some will resist. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you don't let their reactions control your pace. You keep going. You stay focused on your growth, not their opinion. Because your life moves forward with each question you ask and every step you take after. This mindset changes everything. You don't get stuck in fear. You don't overvalue rejection. You don't waste time waiting. You move, you act, and action teaches you faster than thought ever will. You can think all day and still go nowhere, or you can ask, move, adjust, and learn by doing. Learning by doing is how real confidence is built. Not the kind that depends on praise, but the kind that stays even when no one is clapping. You don't need approval to act. You don't need applause to ask. What you need is a decision. A decision to stop putting your future on hold. A decision to stop letting fear run the show. A decision to start asking often and taking action every single time, no matter how small the step may seem. Because, over time, those small steps add up. They build the habit. They create progress. They form the foundation of a strong, focused life. When you live this way, you become someone people respect. Not because you're perfect, but because you're consistent. You don't wait for things to happen. You ask and you act. You don't talk about change. You create it. You don't stay silent. You speak. And most of all, you don't freeze when life challenges you. You keep moving. This kind of discipline becomes your identity. It becomes part of how you think and operate. You don't fear failure because you know how to try again. You don't get stuck in doubt because you trust your ability to take the next step. You don't feel helpless because you've trained yourself to ask and move. That's real strength. That's real maturity. That's how you live a life that reflects your potential. So start asking. Ask when it's quiet. Ask when it's loud. Ask when you're scared. Ask when you're tired. But don't stop at the ask. Do something with it. Take the next step. Follow through. Even when it's hard. Even when it's uncomfortable. Even when you don't feel ready. Because the more you do this, the more natural it becomes. The more natural it becomes, the more powerful you feel. And that power creates change, not just in what you get, but in who you become. Keep asking, keep acting, keep growing. This is how you take control of your future. One clear ask, one strong action, one day at a time.